ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सतश्च धैर्यश्च मनोवानक गोमुख सहसा एव अव्यहन्यन्त सशब्दस्तुमुलो अभवत्
ततशङ्खाश्चभैर्यश्च
पुनवानक
गोमुखा
सहसैवाभ्यहन्यन्त
सहसैवाभ्यहन्यन्त
सशब्दस्तुमुलो भवत् सशङ्खाश्चभैर्यश्च पुनवानक गोमुखा सहसैवाभ्यहन्यन्त सशब्दस्तुमुलो भवत् Tataha, thereafter, Shankaha, conch shells, Cha, also, Dheryaha, bugles, Cha, and Ponavanaka, trumpets and drums, Gomukaha, horns, Sahasa, all of a sudden, Eva, certainly, Avyahanyanta, being simultaneously sounded. Saha, that, Shabdaha, combined sounds. Tumulaha, tumultuous. Abhavat, became. Translation. After that, the conch shells, bugles, trumpets, drums, and horns were all of a sudden sounded, and the combined sound was tumultuous.
So there are mention of various types of musical instruments. Those instruments are no longer in use. But different types of bugles, drums, kettle drums, as it is used in modern day. So the same principle by musical instruments the soldiers have kept alive so they can fight nicely. When simultaneously all the instruments were sounded, it became tumultuous. Next verse. Kato se sai hai jitta jitte mahati sandhani.
Tata युक्ते महती चंदने चितो माधव मांडवा शैवा दिव्यो कंखो प्रदद्मतु ततः श्वेता हया युक्ते महति स्यन्दने स्थितो माधवः पाण्डवश्चैव दिव्यो शङ्खो प्रदद्मतु ततः श्वेता हया युक्ते महति चन्दने स्थितो माधवः पाण्डवश्चैव दिव्यो शङ्खो Sharad Matuhu. Thereafter, Vetai by wife, Payai horses, Yukte being yoked with, Mahati in the great, Skyandane chariot. Stito, so situated, Madhava, Krishna, the husband of the goddess of fortune, Pandava, Arjuna, the son of Pandu, Cha, also, Eva, certainly, Divyo, transcendental, Sanko, Pancho, Pradad Madhu, sounded. Translation. On the other side, both Lord Krishna and Arjuna, stationed on a great chariot drawn by white horses, sounded their transcendental conch shells.
So you have seen the picture. Krishna is riding four white horses. In contrast to the concept blown by Bhishma Deva, the constants in the hands of Krishna and Arjuna are described as transcendent. Krishna is transcendent. Narayana para abhaktya. Krishna is not of this material world. Krishna's body, Krishna's activities, everything of Krishna, they are transcendental. They are not of this material world. Big bomb. The Chatushtaki Bhagavatam, it is said, when Krishna was instructing Brahma, Ahameva asam agre. Before this material creation, I was existing. The Vedas also, it is said, Eko Narayana Asi. Before creation, only Narayana was there. So, Krishna's position is always transcendent. Is not any creation of this material world. But because he comes just like a human being and acts also just like human being, those who are less intelligent, abhijananti, they think of Krishna as ordinary human being. Avajananti mana murha. Murha. Murha means asses. Or less intelligent class of men. They cannot understand Krishna's position. Krishna's position is always transcendent. When Arjuna inquired from him about his instruction to Sun God, Krishna said, Himam divasyate yogam prastavan aham abhayam. This bhakti yoga of, as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is bhakti yoga to understand the Supreme Personality of God. So this literature is also transcendent. Bhakti is also transcendent. Bhakti is not any activities of this material world. Janma karma may be bomb. So bhakti His activity in relationship with Krishna, therefore, it is not material. Sagunan samapittayitan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogi na jati. Bhakti yoga is transcendental. And because Krishna is transcendental, you cannot understand Krishna by any material method. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhaktya Mama Vijana. The method also is transcendental, not at this material. So, if we can understand simply these facts, that Krishna is transcendental, Krishna's name is transcendental, Krishna's form is transcendental, Satchidananda Vigraha, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. Krishna's body is Satchit Ananda, not body like this. This body is Asat, Achit and Nirananda, just the opposite. His material body is Asat. Asat means temporary. It will not exist. But Krishna's body is not like that. Krishna's body is Itana. That is Chit. Sakshi, full of knowledge. So, less intelligent class of men, they cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, Shastra says, Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Namabe Grayam Indriyai. This Indriya, these material senses cannot speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is not possible. Samaya Vahiteva. That is simply laboring, wasting time. Krishna should be understood as Krishna says. He can explain himself, nobody can explain. Because our senses are imperfect. We are deficient by four kinds of faults. We commit mistake. We are illusion. With imperfect senses we try to speak transcendental knowledge. Therefore, cheating is imperfect. They will say, probably, maybe, this is the so-called scientist language. That means imperfect knowledge is still they want to teach. This is cheating. Knowledge must be perfect. Then you can teach others. So our process is to receive the perfect knowledge from the perfect source and receive it. We don't manufacture. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. As it is. The Bhagavad Gita is already perfect. Why shall I interpret with my imperfect senses? This is cheating. Because people want to be cheated. Vanchita vanchak sampada. The whole world is full of cheaters and cheated. Because they want to be cheated. There are so many cheaters. They don't want real thing. Here is the real thing, Bhagavad Gita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is speaking personally about himself, Why should he interpret? Does it mean that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Authority, left something unexplained to be interpreted later on by some rascals? No. But the rascals there, they interpret. That is cheating. That is another form. There are 645 editions of Bhagavad Gita. Simply cheating. Amongst them there are big, big scholars. Not scholars, not rascals. But they cheat. They pose themselves as scholars, and people want to be cheated, so they take their words, so they cannot understand Krishna. Cheated. They take the shelter of the cheaters, therefore they are cheated. The Maya is very strong. Maya always dictates so that we may be cheated. Why you are taking Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God? Don't take. He is ordinary man. You can be also equal with Krishna. You also become God. You become also incarnation. This is going on. And people flock there because they want to be cheated. What Krishna says, they will not accept. Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam śaraṇam. Only take to Krishna consciousness. Sarva dharma. Because any dharma which is not approved by the Supreme Lord, Krishna, that is not dharma. Dharmantu sāksād bhagavat-samītam. A human being or a demigod or a very exalted person cannot manifest a dharma. That is not possible. Real dharma is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And that real dharma is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharma antarityajya māmekam śaraṇam. Just surrender. This is real. Surrender to Krishna and follow His instruction, your life will be perfect. Because you follow the perfect instruction, therefore you are also perfect. Simple process. To become perfect, we have to follow the perfect instruction. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is perfect instruction. And if you take it as it is and follow it, then you become perfect. To become perfect is not very difficult job. But because we don't want to become perfect, because we want to be cheated, we do not become perfect. This is the belief. So, we should know from the very beginning that Krishna is transcendent. And all His activities, they are all transcendent. Although Krishna appears just like ordinary human being, He does not appear like ordinary human being because Krishna, when you are 3 months old only, he killed the putana, rakshasa. A 3 months old child cannot kill such giant demon. It is not possible. Krishna, when he was 6 or 7 years old, he lifted the Govardhan field. So what is the difficulty for Krishna? If Krishna can flow big with gigantic planets in the air, just like cotton swab, floating, is it very difficult for Krishna to lift a mountain with his hand, with his finger? That is not difficult for Krishna. But those who want to be cheated, when Krishna shows his transcendental strength, they don't believe it. Another thing. As in Vyasadeva wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam to put before this rascal some mythology, some imaginary thing. Let's see how they want to be cheated. Huh? Such an exalted personality like Vyasadeva was given us the Vedic literature. He presented something which is imaginary. What business he has got? Therefore, sometimes these cheated people, they deny to accept that Bhagavata is written by the Vyasadeva. But those who are actually acharyas, those who can guide us, like Shankaracharya, Ramanacharya, Madhyacharya, between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they do not say like that. That it is mythology, it is imaginary. They accept as it is. So we have to follow this Mahajana. Mahajana Dina Gatasya Pantha Dharamasya Tattam Nihitam Vahaya. We have to follow great personalities, acharyas. Acharyavan Purusha Veda, one who has got, when is taking shelter of acharya, one of my spiritual master, he knows Acharyavan Purusha Veda, because he is receiving the right knowledge from the right source. Acharya, even parampara pratam, even rajasayogi. Acharya means by desire of succession. As Krishna says, desire of succession. All the acharyas will say the same thing. They will not change. They will not interpret. They can explain. But the original fact is not distorted. That is acharya. Acharya will never say that Krishna is material, Krishna, there was no such thing as Krishna, there was no such battle of Kurukshetra, these are imaginary. So, if you don't want to be cheated, then we should take Krishna as he is presenting himself, and as it is confirmed by the author, then our knowledge is perfect. So here, it is said, Setai hayai yukte mahi sanjane sito madhava pandavasteva jibbau sankho upadarmati. Krishna and his devotee Arjuna, they are on the same platform. Therefore, Madhava and Pandava, they flew their transcendental forms. This is not ordinary. The sounding of the transcendental concerts indicated that there was no hope of victory for the other side. This is the sounding. Vibho, they are also sounding their concert, even Bhishma. But that cannot be compared with the concept of Madhava and Pandava. Arjuna, associates, they are also equally powerful. Nobody can be associates of Krishna without being very, very much advanced. Just like fire can mix with fire. Similarly, water can mix with water. Similarly, unless one is transcendentally advanced, he cannot be associate of Krishna. The Narsamdas Thakur sings, Gaurangena Sangi Gane Nitta Siddha Boli Mani. Tejaya Prajanda Nandana Paa. Gaurangena Sangi Gane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, and his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivayathaki Gaur Vaktabhin. All the devotees. So Narsimhadas Thakur says that all these associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be known, they are also of the same category. Gaurangara Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Boliman. This word Nitya Siddha is significant. Nitya Siddha and Nitya Bodha. There are two kinds of divinity. Nitya Bodha means ever condition. Ever condition means those who are in this material world, they do not know when they came in touch with this material world. Neither they do know when they will be liberated. They are called Nitya Bodha. Ever condition. And similarly, there are Nitya Siddhas. Nitya Siddhas means never come in contact with this material world. And even they come here for some business, they do not forget their position. That is Nitya Siddha. Try to understand. There are two kinds of living entities. Nitya Siddha, Nitya Bodha. Nitya Bodhas are within this material world. Beginning from Brahma down to a small ant insignificant thing, they are all Nitya Bodhas. Anyone who is in this material world. Nitya Bodhas. And Nitya Siddhas, they belong to the spiritual world. They never come in contact with this material world. Even they come for some business, under the order of the Supreme Lord, they do not touch these material qualities. They remain always transcendental. As Krishna remains always transcendental, even though he is in this material world. Similarly, Krishna's Nitya Siddha associates, they are also transcendental. They never touch this material. So, try to understand the position of Krishna. Krishna is Narayana Abhakta. Para. Transcendental. Para Abhakta. That is Purushottam Yoga in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna has said, anyone who has understood me, ajam, abhayam, ajam, I never take birth in this material world, neither am deteriorated by material contact, he knows me perfectly. That is called Purushottam. Purusha Uttam. Uttam. Uttam means not of this material world. Ut means above, and tama means this darkness. So ut tama means above this darkness. So uttama purusha. Purusha uttama. Purusha, we are also, purusha means enjoyer. Prakriti means enjoy. So actually, we are not Purusha. We are Prakriti. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam itastu vibhini prakritim para. Jiva bhuta mahabhava jayedam dhajati. Aparayam. These material elements, bhumi, rapana, lovayu, hot water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, vinnami, pakiti, asada. These are separated energies, material energies of Krishna. They are also prakriti. As this material world is prakriti, similarly, there is another prakriti, Krishna, which is punished. Aparayam itastu vidhimi prakritim para. But that is para prakriti. So we are not Purusha. We are prakritis. Although by materially dressed, we appear to be Purusha. Actually, you are not Purusha. Just like if you dress one woman, like a man, that does not mean she has become man. She is woman. Similarly, we are Purusha in the sense that we are trying to imitate the Supreme Purusha, Purushottam. Krishna is the Supreme Enjoyer. We are trying to become imitation Krishna. Just like so many doctors, they declare that God, that is this last name, Mahabha. First of all, we try to become enjoyer like the head of the family, man, or minister, or this and that, somebody. Everyone is trying to become head, enjoyer. And at last, being baffled in every respect, he wants to become God. This is the last mere of Maya. Nobody can become God. He is Purushottam. And we are prakritis. Artificially, how we can become enjoyer? Prakriti means enjoyer. Enjoyer and the predominator and the predominated. So, jiva bhuta, we jivas, we are all prakriti. Purusha is only Krishna. All living entities. Vishnu tattva is Purusha tattva. And we are shakti tattva. Shakti, energy. Marginal energy of Krishna. The energy is prakriti. The prakriti is not Purusha. The Mayavad philosophy is wrong. They pose them as soham, I am the same. How can you say, in the Shastra it is said that you living entity are prakriti. How you can become same, you Purusha? This is mistake. How prakriti, how woman can become man? Artificially one can become. Here also so-called woman, they are also Purusha, they are thinking Purusha. Purusha means enjoyer. Here woman is also thinking to enjoy and the so-called man is also thinking to enjoy. Everyone. Nobody wants to serve. Everyone wants to be served. Purusha attitude. Everyone wants to be served. Nobody wants to serve. This is the material conception of life. So, when we agree to serve, not to be served, that is the worship. When we agree to serve only, not to be served. Not to accept service from others, but to serve others. That is real liberation. But here the material disease is that everyone is making plans how others will serve me. This is Paramaya. This is Paramaya. Maya means that artificially we want to be served. That is not one. When we agree to serve, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the path of liberation, Jiver Sarupai Nitta Krishna Da. This is our position. We are eternal servant of Krishna. So when we engage ourselves in the service of Krishna, the whole Bhagavad Gita is spoken on this basis. Arjuna was artificially declining to serve Krishna. Krishna wanted him to fight, and Arjuna was putting so many reasons how he could fight and kill the other side, who are his kinsmen, who are his nephews, who are his brothers, his grandfathers. This argument was being put. So that means he refused to serve Krishna. That is material condition. He was thinking in his own terms. He wanted to enjoy the family members, the so-called nephews, brothers. If they are kids, then what is the use of mine, this kingdom? Everyone. But people think that I get kingdom, I enjoy myself. And that is condition. But a liberated soul will take the kingdom, but it will be used for Krishna's service. That is liberation. In this way, we should try to understand Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's fame, Krishna's associates, Krishna's activities, all divam, transcendent. They are not material. Therefore, it is mentioned here, Dibbo Sankho Upadadamasu. Dibbo Sankho. The Sankho used by Krishna and Arjuna, they are not ordinary Sankho. Thank you.